You're listening to The Marketing Guide with me, your host, Laura O'Mahony, an online marketing educator, mother of boys, and pizza lover. This is the podcast that helps make marketing simple for small business owners and entrepreneurs. Each week, we bring you bite-sized, actionable tips, strategies, and hacks to help grow your business online. If you're ready to do the work and grow your online presence and stand out in a crowded space, then you're in the right place. Now it's time to jump into today's episode, so let's get going. Enjoy the show. Hello, thank you for joining me on today's episode. And before we get going, I just want to read out a quick little review. And if you haven't had a chance, you've been listening to the podcast, you haven't had a chance to leave a review, it's really easy to do so. If you visit lauraomahony.com/review, I'll link that in the show notes. All the details as to how you can leave a review on Android or Apple are there. And this one was left on Android on Podchaser. And it says, listening to the marketing guide is now part of my weekly routine. Laura has a knack of explaining social media marketing in a super simple way and helps you overcome certain fears with helpful tips along the way. This podcast is a credit to her, and sharing her knowledge so willingly is something I admire and value so much. And that comes in from Shannon Forrest, and she is the co-founder of Reveski. It's an Irish brand, and definitely go give them a check out on Instagram, Facebook, all those kind of places. It's R-I for the V-E-S-C-I. So if you just Google that, you'll find it. But they're a great brand. They're a street food brand, and they have their own products as well, which are in supermarkets and stuff. And I went to college with Shannon, so I know her quite well. So I just want to wish her the best with her business. And thank you so much for leaving that review, Shannon. I really, really appreciate it. So don't forget, if you want to do that, it's lauraomahony.com/review and leave your name and your business name, and I'll give you a shout out on this podcast for both of those. So if you've been listening to previous episodes of the podcast, you will have heard me on a few occasions tell you that your leads, your customers and your followers, they want value driven content from you, and that you must create content in such a way that your audience doesn't feel like they're being sold to all the time, but they're actually being helped. So we've been sent thousands of marketing messages all day long as consumers, and when you use content marketing in the right way, you can cut through all that noise and build a community who are loyal to your brand. They want to buy from you, and because you have helped them with their problems, they have an affinity with your brand. So according to the Content Marketing Institute, content marketing is a strategic approach focused on creating and distributing valuable, relevant and consistent content to attract and retain a clearly defined audience, and ultimately to drive profitable customer action. So instead of pitching your products or services, you are providing a truly relevant and useful piece of content, or pieces of content, to your prospects and customers to help them solve their core issues. So content marketing, it's a long-term strategy that's going to help you build community and relationships and loyal fans of your brand. So it's been around for a long, long time, content marketing. It's really all about storytelling, and we as humans have been telling stories for generations. And a really good example of content marketing can be seen in The Furrow, which is a magazine that's produced and written by John Deere. So this was first published back in like 1895. And what they had to say about it was that anything that they think that farmers can use to improve their operations, and that it's something that's going to make it into The Furrow, something that's useful for farmers. So the name John Deere, it really only appears a handful of times in the magazine, and it's more about educating and providing value to their audience than actually selling to them. So that's a really, really good example of that. And if you Google that, The Furrow, John Deere content marketing, you'll find a couple of videos there on that explaining what it's all about and how they used content marketing since 1895. So that's a really good example of what it is. So let's look at then why it matters. So there are lots of different reasons that you can use content marketing for your business, but it can really help you with the following things. So number one is to increase your sales. Number two is to build relationships with your customer and increase customer loyalty. Number three is to educate your potential customers about your products or services. Number four is to show your audience how your products or services can solve their problems. And number five then is to build a community around your brand. So here are some facts about content marketing then that I got from MailChimp. So businesses with blogs get 67% more leads than other companies. So that's a really important thing to know. So if you're not creating blog posts for your company, or you don't have a blog for your business, now is a really good time to start. And if you want to get more leads in your business, creating more blog posts with value-driven content, that's a really good place to start. 47% of buyers view 3 to 5 pieces of content before engaging with a business. So that's a really good thing to know as well, that if you're posting content to Instagram or you're posting blog posts, that they really consume 3 to 5 pieces of content before they're going to actually buy from you or, you know, go on that buyer's journey. Next, companies that use content marketing see approximately 30% higher growth rate than businesses that don't. And that speaks for itself. 72% of businesses, B2B businesses, marketers say content marketing increases engagement and the number of leads that they can generate. So that's a really good, you know, way of looking at content marketing, and it can really help your business grow, and it's a really important part of marketing, and you shouldn't neglect it. So if you don't have a content strategy and you don't have anything based around content for your marketing, now is a really good time to do that, and this episode will definitely help you with that as well. So make sure you listen to the end. So how does content marketing work? So you can use content marketing to attract more leads, inform your potential customers about your products or services. And if you did listen back to episode 41 of the Marketing Guide, I took you through the buyer's journey, and that was based all around Instagram, which is a combination of steps that lead your prospect, that you lead your prospect through before they become a paying customer. So if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely go check it out, and we'll help you kind of understand that buyer's journey. So I explained all about the marketing funnel and the different stages of the funnel and what that journey looks like for the customer each step of the way as it relates to Instagram. But you can use it really for any platform. So let's look at an example then. Say you're looking for a new kettle for your kitchen. So at the moment, I'm looking for a kettle for my induction hob. Generally, you don't just go on a website and click the first kettle you buy and the first result in Google. What you usually do is you go to a website that you trust. So say, for example, Amazon. You type in your search term, which would be induction hob kettle, and you're going to start looking down through the products and find one that you like. And what do you do when you find one that you like? You go and you look at the reviews. You might look at the questions and answers, all that kind of thing. And then you might leave it. You might say, not ready to buy today. I'll come back to it. I'll have a think about it and what I actually want. So then you might be on Facebook and you might see an ad for that particular product that you clicked on, or for induction kettles, which will happen because they're retargeting you. That's what they're doing. They're using your information to retarget to you. So you might see, we'll say, an ad. You're going to click on the ad then, and then you're going to look at the reviews, you're going to check out the pictures, you're going to look at the question and answer section and see if any of the questions that you have have been answered there. If not, you might ask a question about it. You're going to find out the shipping info, how long is it going to take, you know, where's it coming from, all that kind of thing. And when you've done all your research and you're happy that the product is right, it's only then you're going to click the purchase button. I don't know why I said Burton. It's only then you're going to click the purchase button, and you'll have your new kettle then in a couple of days, or if it's Amazon, 2 days if you have Prime. So it's an entire journey that you go on as a customer, and we don't really actually think about that when we do it. We don't. So what I want you to do is, the next time you purchase something online, I want you to think of all the different stages that you go through and really, really think about it, because you can use that information as to how you shop online and how you know, make decisions about products or services. Use that information, because you can take that and use it for your own brand or your own business. So it is really important that we understand what that journey looks like and how we can support and give value every step of the way on that journey. So let's break down then the buyer's journey. So we all know that prospects go on a journey when they become customers, and it's really important to understand how to best serve them in each of those stages. So there are 3 basic stages. Number 1 is awareness, number 2 is consideration, and number 3 is decision. So you're going to use different types of marketing in each of those stages. So number 1, awareness. This is the stage where we're just becoming aware of your brand or your business. Your customers, your potential customers, are just finding out who you are and what you do. They're not going to be ready to buy from you as yet. They're not even going to take an action, like maybe signing up for your mailing list. Potentially, it's like being on a first date with somebody. You're not just going to meet them straight away and kiss them. That's not how it works. So you're creating content to serve them at this stage. They're going to get to know you over time and build on that trust and really build on that know, like, and trust factor, and you might get the kiss then at the end of the date. So people need to learn about you and your business, and content marketing is the best way that you can do this. So at the first stage of the sales process, your content should focus on the main problems of your audience. So when you address their main pain points, their main questions and challenges, it gives you the opportunity to engage with them. So content at this stage of the funnel should be educational and value driven. You don't need to sell at this stage, you just need to educate. So at the awareness stage, when a customer lands on your website, you have to make sure that you're making it as easy as possible for them to find the right information and that everything is as clean cut as possible. So I did talk a little bit about this with Dr. JJ Peterson on episode 58 of the podcast. That's a really, really good episode. If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it. If you listen to no other episodes of the whole podcast, listen to that because it will blow your mind. So we talked about how the best way you can lay out your website so that when prospects come on, they know who you are, what you do, and how you make their lives better. So what are the different types of content then you can use at the awareness stage? So there's blog articles, YouTube videos, podcasts just like this one, ebooks, templates, reports, guides and resources. So let's move on then to the consideration stage. So content marketing really comes into play in the consideration stage. So the prospect has heard about you. Now it's time to get them to consider buying from you. So how exactly do you do that, Laura? I hear you say, don't worry, got you covered. In the consideration stage, content should offer a mix of helpful information and marketing. So it should educate the reader about what benefits or features that your product or your service has and how it solves their problem. It's all about the problem and the pain points. So the best type of content then for this stage are like ebooks, how-to videos, so you could do like reels maybe or IGTV, checklists, worksheets, all that kind of stuff. So we did talk about creating a lead magnet for your business, which is basically like an ebook or a checklist, that kind of thing, and giving it away to your audience for free in exchange for their email addresses so you can build up on that trust. I talked about that in episode 19 of the podcast. It's called How to Easily Create a Lead Magnet for Your Business and Build Your Email Lists. So make sure you give that a listen if you haven't listened to it, or maybe go back and give it a second listen. And you can find out then how you can create a freebie for your business at this consideration stage. So what are the different types of content then you should be creating at the consideration stage? So number one, about us, testimonials. Number two, FAQs or frequently asked questions. Then guarantees or returns or what, you know, guarantee that you give. Product or service demo. Little demonstration about what the product or the service is, free trial if you have one, or maybe a 7-day trial, that kind of thing, webinars, masterclasses, and newsletters. So that is number two, that's the consideration stage. So number three is the decision stage. So this is the stage of the process where people decide if they're going to buy or not. So they've gotten to know you, you've built up trust with them, they like you, and they know what problems you solve for them and how you make their lives better. So this is the last stop on the buyer's journey. So if it was a train, it's the last stop. They're either, you know, getting off at that destination, or they're going to stay on the train and they're not going to buy. So content at this stage of the journey needs to convince them that your company is the best place to buy, exactly what they need, and that you offer the best solution for their problem. Okay, so let's break down some of the content then that you can create at the decision stage. So the first one is free trials or demos. So you want to show people what you do, don't tell them what you do. So if it's possible, give people a free demo or a free trial of your product or service. That way they can get an idea of how it works. So if you can't give away a free trial or a demo, you could do a walkthrough video and show how the whole, you know, product works or the whole service works, how it can help them and how they can get it. The next thing is comparison. So let prospects know what makes you different. Why is your company, your product or your service the right choice for them? And it's not always about price either. So don't feel that you have to reduce your price to compete. What other than price makes you different? So do you provide like excellent customer service? Do you offer something different, like say a personal shopper service? If you're a small boutique owner, are you able to come in and get help with picking out clothes? Are you a small independent business and you're not a huge chain? So let people know that and use that in your marketing then. So because people like to shop small, they like businesses that are like environmentally friendly, businesses that think about their impact on the environment, all that kind of stuff. So make a list of what makes you stand out from your competition and don't be afraid to share that or point out your differences. Next then, it's targeted offers. So at the decision stage is the perfect time to share a targeted offer with your audience. So offer a special introductory discount code or a heavily discounted item for their first purchase. So other types of discounts that you can use at this stage is like a bundle discount, a volume discount, seasonal discounts, free shipping, buy one get one free, abandoned cart discounts, referral offers, and there's loads more of different type of targeted offers that you can use at the decision stage. So next then is reviews, testimonial and awards. So these are a great way to build trust and help position your business as an industry leader. So include logos of businesses that you've worked with, other businesses, awards that you've won, or accreditation that you've got, print, online media that you've been featured in on your website and socials, and this will help build up trust as well and know that you're a trustworthy brand, so that when they're making that decision to buy, they'll know that you've been featured in all these different places, you've won all these different awards, and you've worked with these other businesses in the past. Lastly then is detailed information. So content at the decision stage should include all the necessary information a prospect would need to make the decision to buy. So you want to make this information as easy as possible to find, so that you'll have it and have it laid out as clear as possible, so that it's easy as possible for the customer to buy from you. So if they're not able to answer the questions that they have at this stage, they may leave your website and go shop somewhere else that doesn't have the answers, or leave your Instagram page, wherever your main marketing channel is. So you'll have done all the hard work to get them to the purchasing stage and down at that stage of the funnel, only for them to go to buy from someone else because you haven't answered their questions. So include details like product photos, specification, features, pricing, warranties, frequently asked questions, sizing charts, reviews, what the brand is, dimensions, all that kind of stuff, as much information as possible, but lay it out in a clear format. So let's move on then to your content marketing strategy. So how do you put together a content marketing strategy for your business now that you know all this content marketing information? So the first step is to set SMART goals. So we've talked about SMART goals before, and what they are, and I've covered that in a previous episode of the podcast, but these should be specific to your business and they complement your broader marketing and company goals. So some SMART goal examples would be that you might want to improve brand awareness, you might want to improve revenue, you might want to increase your conversions, increase your customer engagement, or you might want to create brand loyalty. So decide what are the goals that you want to set out, and set out your SMART goals. If you don't know what a SMART goal is, just Google SMART goal and you'll see. So decide then on what type of content you're going to create. So choose the content you're going to create. To do this, start thinking about your target audience and your ideal customer avatar. I cover that, what an ideal customer avatar is, in episode 23 of the marketing guide. I'll link that in the show notes below. Answer some of these questions about your target audience and your ideal customer, and you'll find the right type of content then that will speak to them. So then, what do they need from you? Where do they spend their time? Where do they hang out online? What type of content do they like to consume? Are they somebody who likes YouTube videos? Do they like to read blog posts? What problems do they have as it relates to your product or service? Why do they need your product or service? And how can you make their lives better? So the next step then is to choose your content medium. So once you really understand your target audience and your ideal customer avatar, you can understand where they hang out online, what kind of platforms on social do they prefer, you know, what Facebook groups are they a member of, do they watch YouTube, what blogs they read, what podcasts they listen to, all that kind of stuff. How they behave essentially when it comes to consuming content in general, so you can decide what best medium suits you. So I create this podcast every week because I know my audience like to listen to content and they're on the go and they're busy people, and that they like to be out for their walk with their dogs, or they're, you know, have it on in the background when they're working. So it's really about what suits you and what suits your ideal customer avatar best as well, and finding a happy medium as to what kind of content you want to create. Number four then is create your content. So you might decide you're going to create your content on a daily, a weekly or a monthly basis, but it's really important they have a strategy when it comes to your content marketing, and your planning in advance is going to help you do exactly that. So using a social media calendar is going to help you stay on track. Plus you're going to be able to include things like national holidays, you know, national days, kind of Christmas celebrations, Easter, all that kind of stuff, and include that in your marketing plan. So scheduling your content ahead of time is going to help you stay consistent. And I did talk about this in a previous episode of the podcast. I broke down how you can schedule a month's worth of content. And that's episode 9, how to batch a month's of worth of Instagram posts and save time. And that episode is going to help you out regardless of what platform you're going to post on. So number 5 then is measure your results. So like any marketing campaigns or any marketing strategy, it's important to measure what is working well for you and what didn't work well, so you can adjust your strategy for the following week or the following month. So look at your goals and measure, were you able to achieve them, and what got in the way, or you know, what didn't get in the way. Take a few minutes at the end of every month to measure your results and look at the content that you have created, and look at, you know, can you repurpose it, can you use it again, can you break it down into smaller bite-sized pieces of content, can you take a big blog post and create, you know, several Instagram posts from that, and what can you do to make the most of that content? Or, you know, did the piece of content not get a fair enough shot, did you not promote it enough, did it not reach enough people? What are ways that you can, you know, create content that will reach more people? So can you share it to Pinterest? Can you share it to Facebook groups? All that kind of stuff. So take all that information and use it to your advantage for your future content marketing planning. So that's it for today's episode. So let's go down quickly through what we learned. We learned what is content marketing. We learned why content marketing matters. We learned how content marketing works. We talked about the buyer's journey as it relates to content marketing. And I give you a 5-step approach to planning your content marketing strategy. So that's it for the show. I hope you've enjoyed it and found value in it. I'd love it if you could right now take a screenshot of you listening to the episode, or you can even take a selfie. Share it your Instagram stories, tag me, and let me know what was the one thing that you learned today that you're going to put into action this week. And as I said, mentioned in previous episodes of the podcast, it's all well and good listening to this information and consuming this information, but you really, really have to go and take action on it as well. So even if you only put in place one small thing, that is one more thing that you wouldn't have done if you didn't listen to this episode. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes just like this one. That's it from me. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I'll see you in the next episode.